Welcome, beloved viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On this episode, we visit Hillside Animal Sanctuary, which has two facilities in the county of Norfolk, in eastern England. One site is situated in the small town of Frettenham, and the other site, called the Hillside Shire Horse Sanctuary, is in the coastal village of West Runton. After witnessing the cruel treatment of egg-laying or battery hens, made to sit their entire lives in unconscionably small cages on factory farms, the kind-hearted Miss Wendy Valentine established Hillside Animal Sanctuary in 1995. Since then, she has rescued and successfully campaigned to improve the lives of countless animals, particularly those mistreated and abused by the factory farming industry. The beloved sanctuary is home to over 900 rescued animals who serve as living examples of freedom and compassionate treatment. Let's now go to West Runton, where Miss Valentine will introduce us to her caring shelter.
How did Hillside start?
I started at Hillside when I saw such a need to make people aware of what goes on in the factory farming industry. You know, there's so immense suffering. It's behind the closed doors, you know, of the farming industry. And I had some experiences, you know, where I'd filmed animals, you know, really suffering. And I thought, you know, the general public's got to know what's going on here.
So it's mainly farm animals that are rescued?
And the majority of our animals are farm animals because there's millions and millions more farm animals suffering than perhaps other types. But also with farm animals, it's something that most people can do something about because, you know, people are eating them. And it's the people who are eating them that are causing the suffering, you know, by causing the demand. And it's those people we want to try and get through to so they can make an informed choice about, you know, what they put on their plates.
What kind of impact does the experience at Hillside have on visitors?
Well, I think a lot of people, when they come here, they perhaps never come face-to-face with a cow or face-to-face with a pig or a sheep. And I think it's good for people to see the animal in reality rather than just a piece of flesh on their plates, basically.
Have any people turned vegetarian after visiting Hillside?
Well, I know lots have because, you know, and even people that have come to work at Hillside have come as meat eaters and gone away as vegetarians or even vegans after they've had communication with the animals, and obviously they've become aware, you know, firsthand what goes on.
Since opening the sanctuary, have you seen a growing awareness of compassion towards animals?
We certainly have. I think it's slow, but it's certainly starting to dawn on people. It's what's happening out there. We've done a lot of our own investigations, so we've been able to give like major TV producers, you know, evidence which they've shown on channels to show people, you know, what's going on, you know, in the factory farming world. Because some people think that animals are humanely reared and humanely treated and slaughtered, and that is just so far from the truth.
So what sort of people visit the sanctuary, and do they come on a regular basis?
We have two sanctuaries, but this sanctuary is situated on a coastal area, so we get lots of holidaymakers who just come thinking, oh, we're going to go and see the Shire Horse Sanctuary. And of course, when they get here, they see all the lovely Shire horses, but they also meet the cows, the pigs and the sheep and the turkeys and the geese that, as we've said before, they've only perhaps once met before on their plates.
Ms. Valentine became a vegetarian in 1976 out of compassion for animal life. We asked what then prompted her to take the next step and follow a vegan diet, meaning one free of all animal products.
It was several years after that I actually became vegan. I, in my mind, assumed that eggs and milk and cheese were like natural produce and there wasn't any cruelty involved. But I just didn't know the facts, didn't know how to produce, you know, I was really ignorant of the facts. And about 15, 16 years ago, once I realised what happens to the cows and the calves, you know, the immense suffering and cruelty which goes on, and what goes on with the chickens, you know, that's why I would have nothing else to do with them.
When we return, we'll meet some of the caring staff members at Hillside Animal Sanctuary. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Ms. Wendy Valentine and the staff at Hillside Animal Sanctuary in Frettenham and West Runton, UK, truly love their work, taking excellent care of the sanctuary's over 900 residents, many of whom have been rescued from cruel factory farms. The dedication and passion of the staff members brings much joy and love into their fellow beings' lives.
Hi, I'm Emma and I work with the small animals at Hillside Animal Sanctuary. Yeah, I work with the goats, chickens, we've got a little cat as well. We have lots of birds, you know, like budgies, things like that. Lots of rabbits and guinea pigs. And it's really nice. I really enjoy it. It's never a day that you don't actually want to come in. As soon as you get here, if it's snowing, if it's raining, it doesn't matter what the weather's like, because they run up to you and that's it. You're just happy straight away. Because you're giving them a nice home. We've got all the goats and everything, all the cows and the horses running around the field. It's so lovely. In some ways, words can't always describe it, because they're so happy that it is the best job I've ever had. I don't want to stop doing this and look after animals forever.
Do you think animals have any healing benefits for people?
They make people happy, and they have the same feelings we do. They feel the same things we do. And if you're feeling a bit down, they pick you back up. They literally feel like you feel. If you go in a field with the horses or the goats and you're really grumpy and down, they know that straight away. They won't come near you. And just before I come to Hillside, I had a mini stroke, and I was quite ill for a long, long time. And I should come to work here, and that has got me really fit and really happy. So obviously, if you're happy, that's the best thing. And animals make me so happy that they make me so much better. They make me feel really good, and I go home smiling every day after working here. But you've done some good in the day. Every day I'm here, I do good to the animals, and they do good to me as well.
How do the battery hens react after they come to Hillside and have freedom for the first time in their lives?
When we first released them out in here, oh, they loved it, because they'd never been outside. They'd never seen the sun, they'd never been on the ground, and you just seen their faces and how they acted. It was so nice to see them, you know, get released. And now they're really happy. In fact, they get under your feet all the time, they follow you everywhere. It's lovely, though. He's called Sir Hilton. He looks after all the chickens. Yeah, he's lovely. He's very friendly as well. He's very quiet compared to the other turkeys. He keeps away a bit. He likes to walk around. You can see our chickens look lovely now. Now they're out to roam free, and oh, they're just lovely. I love them. And if there's ever any problem with any of them, they get treated straight away by the vet team. You know, we're always there to assist as well. But extremely well looked after. You can't really get better than this, to be honest, with the chickens.
Here is Tim Steen, another enthusiastic staff member at Hillside.
What would you say is the best part of the job?
All of it, really. I don't think so. I've got a best part or a less interesting part. Everything involving animals and looking after them and rescuing them sometimes, and just the whole job altogether, really.
To close today's show, Ms. Valentine offers her thoughts on the possibilities for the relationship between humans and animals on our planet.
What are your hopes and dreams for the future of mankind and animals?
Animals were looked after and there was respect on both sides.
Our deepest appreciation go to Ms. Wendy Valentine, Emma and the other sanctuary staff members for providing the animal residents with a loving environment and for helping visitors move toward more benevolent lifestyles. Please be sure to join us tomorrow on Animal World Our Co-inhabitants for part two of our programme on the Hillside Animal Sanctuary. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World Our Co-inhabitants. Enlightening entertainment is next after noteworthy news. May all of Earth's inhabitants live in peace and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.